Good morning and welcome to Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and I'm so excited today. We have a very special guest. We have ENVP Anik Dean from Canada. She is a dear, incredible friend of mine, and I'm so excited that she is going to give us a tip today. Her business is just exploding. I know she was a speaker at CNTC this last year, and so I know you're going to love hearing from her. So, Anik, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Linda. I am so, so thrilled to be asked by you. It's funny because you know this, and my people who know me know this, but I used to stalk Linda Parker, you guys, because she was like, she was at the very first Canadian conference I ever came to, and she was just my idol. I have five children, and when I started my business, I had newborn twins, and I would listen to Learn and Burns nursing those babies, and I would listen to Linda Parker over and over. So now to be able to be asked to be a guest trainer on her calls is just a absolute thrill and honor. So I'm super excited. I'm going to talk to you today about something that I feel kind of doesn't seem to get trained on, and I don't know why, and then maybe it does, but I mean it seems that we get so many things on sponsoring and how to sell products and all these things. But I want to talk a little bit about leadership and a little bit on coaching, because it's really become clear to me in the last little while when I've been helping some leaders on my team on some really, really basic kind of nuts and bolts of verbiage on how to have some really good coaching strategies and how to say it and what to, you know, do with your team. Because a lot of times we're taught in Arbonne, you're a leader, we're not a manager, right? We're not anyone's boss. So sometimes we go to the opposite effect where we're like, we almost leave our team floundering, like, I don't want to tell them what to do. But yet, you guys, our job is to help people reach their highest potential. So when you sugarcoat things, when you're like, yeah, whatever, that's great. Yeah, that's what you can, yeah, you do. If you only want to do one party a month, you will go Regent. You guys, that's not serving our team and that's not helping them. We need to do it, obviously, from a place of love. But when you know what it takes to grow a strong business, and if you're maybe newer, your upline knows. Trust that and attach to that and follow that system. And so I think being really honest with our new business builders and even people who've been around longer, when you can see patterns within your team, you guys, we need to be honest with them, especially when it's someone who really wants this. So if you want to grow into that great leader, into that great coach, you need to be a great student and you need to be able to be coachable yourself. So go to that upline of yours and say, what more can I be doing? Where do you see cracks in my business? If you're really serious about growing your business, go to them. They will help you and say, I need you. I need you to help me so that I can grow my business further. As you grow your business and you've asked for that feedback and you're getting that help from your upline, you're going to start to grow a team. And as you're growing that team, you need to be growing into leadership. That, you know, you guys, that involves personal growth and development and always growing yourself and reading and listening. And I always have several books on my nightstand that I'm learning how I can be better at my craft, right? That's how I'm going to grow a bigger business and I'm going to attract strong leaders to my team, is by always growing myself. But leadership, so it can be learned. That's a good thing, okay? And it's a skill that we also learn through modeling and through duplicating what we've been taught. So you got to remember, what you do with your team, it's going to be duplicated. The things you don't want to duplicate, if you're doing them, they'll oftentimes be duplicated. So you want to be really, really, really smart on this. And when I really look back on my growth in my business, I can remember really clearly a big defining moment of learning a huge leadership role, and it was through modeling from my direct region. So I was a district. I'd been doing Arbonne for about 6 months, and the lovely Nicola Treble was my direct region. And at that point, I was very new. There was a couple area managers between us, so it's not like I had a real close contact with her. But I had been doing that for about 7 months, and at that point, my vision wasn't as huge as it could be. In terms of what it took, I knew I wanted to go area. It was May. My goal had been to hit first step area in May, and I was at 5,000, and it was the 15th of the month. And I thought, well, I guess I'm not going to do it. Little did I know, now there's someone on my team who's at 5,000. I'm like, done. They're doing first step area, easy. But I didn't know that, and so I got was a really sweet email from Nikki saying, hey, Anik, just noticed you're having an awesome month. Please let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. She opened the door to me. She offered herself. She wasn't phoning me 16 times a day being like, you need to do this, you need to do that. She just opened the door to say, if you need help, I'm here. Okay, and that's really key, is because you want to work with the people who are wanting to work. You want to work with the runners. And something I learned from Becky Young, who's my direct station, is she said, you know, we don't treat anyone differently on our team. There's the runners and there's the joggers and there's the walkers. We love them all the same. It's the time we spend with them. So Nikki was just, you know, seeing, is she just having like a really great first few weeks of her month, or is she, this girl wanting to go area? So right away I emailed her back and I was like, oh my gosh. You know, I'm like, I totally was hoping to hit first step area this month, but I just don't think it's going to happen now. I'm only at 5,000. I'm like, but I would love any, you know, any ideas you have to help me, you know. And right away she texted or emailed me back and said, let's set up a call. I would love to do a call with you. I was like, awesome. So we got on the call, and here is the I'm going to give you four key things that she really did with me on this call. And I didn't know it at the time, but looking back, and as I was kind of thinking about it for this training, I was like, what were the exact same things she did, the steps she took, and this is what she did. So she set up for me to call her, okay, so I called her because I was wanting this, some coaching, and right away she said, okay, Anique, I'm really excited for you. The first thing she did was she asked permission. Now, I totally know I can show you how to get to area. Is that something that you're wanting? You guys, ask permission. When you ask permission of your team, you can then tell them exactly what to do. They have said to you, lead me, by saying yes. So, of course, she said, Anique, can I show you how to do that? And I was like, yes. Second thing she did was she clarified this expectation by saying to me, okay, but I just want you to know I'm going to be asking you to stretch, and what I'm going to be telling you to do, it's going to be pushing you out of your comfort zone. So she clarified that just to say, I'm not just going to, you know, throw a few easy things for you to do. She clarified right away, I'm going to ask you to stretch, I'm going to ask you to push. And then the third thing she did was she gave me her belief. But she said, but I know that you can do this without a doubt. You have everything it takes to make this happen. And I was like, okay. And then she followed by, the fourth thing she did is she followed by her message or her plan. So at that point, for me, she specifically just broke down how finishing area would look. We talked about what I had on the calendar, what team I had, who I had finishing. So this is so effective. So four steps, ask permission to coach. Second was she clarified that expectation, basically saying, I'm going to ask you to stretch and push. Third was she gave me her belief in me. And then fourth was the plan. So I'm going to give you an example. I had an amazing area manager who is going to be hitting first step region in the next month or so. She's an amazing girl. And she had a new girl in qualification for district. And there was 7 days left in the month. And the gal, sorry, she was finishing district. She had, I think, about 1,800 left to do. 7 days left in the month. So Kelsey, the area manager, phones me up. She says, okay, Anique, I need some help. So she's coming to me wanting to learn how to coach her team. This is another job we have as leaders and as coaches. I could call and talk to that district myself, who's about six generations down, or I could coach Kelsey, the area manager, on how to be that leader. So we went over verbiage and what she would say. So she said, so I don't know what to tell her, because like she's 1,800 left to do. She has nothing left on the, no more parties, nothing. So I'm thinking we finish out next month. Then she can finish with 25 next month. And so right away I said, okay, Kelsey. And I asked her permission. I said, Kelsey, can I give you some ideas on this? And she's like, totally. I said, okay. And I went through for her these four steps. So you're going to ask her, you're going to phone her, you're going to set up a call with her, and you're going to say, can I show you how to get to district this month? And Kelsey goes, okay. I said, and you're going to tell her, what I'm going to tell you is going to ask you to stretch and push out of your comfort zone. But I know that you can do this, because I've seen other people do it. I've done it myself. I know you have what it takes to make this happen. And I said, fourth, you're going to tell her how to do that. She goes, well, how do I tell her how to do that? I said, Kelsey, there are 8 days left in the month. If you were $10,000 away right now from doing first step region, would you get it done? She goes, yeah. I said, do you know what you need to do? She said, yeah. I said, then you know how to tell this girl how to get $1,800. And I mean, then we went through some of those ideas. I said, you give them to me now. So she listed them off. And so, you know, pull together some impromptu parties. Follow up on those samples and kits that you had gotten out. Get out some samples. Call those family and friends and offer a flash sale in the last few days. So we went over a bunch of ideas. But she had everything it took in her an area manager to coach that girl. I just helped her throw those pieces together. And so there's so many different ways that these four different steps, you guys, can help you with your team. And if you're having issues on that, you want it on them. You cannot drag that dead horse to water and make it drink. You're looking for those people who are running. And you guys, they're not just talking about, you know, all the things they're doing in their business. It's showing up. People can talk the talk. They need to walk the walk. And you're going to know who those big players are on your team. That's who you want to be working with. So that is who I spend my time really, really digging in with, is I'm looking for those legs in my business that are really working hard, and I go to that key person who's closest to me in that leg, and that's who I work with directly. But leadership is so key, and if you're doing it from a place of love and genuine wanting to just help that person grow to be the biggest, best, most amazing person they are, that all their gifts can shine out of them, if that's what you're doing, and you're doing it from, like I said, a place of love, and you're asking permission, you can tell them exactly what to do and blow so much genuine belief into them. Linda, I hope this little nugget is going to help people out there to have some new kind of clicks on leadership and some different ways they can just tweak their verbiage. But I'm going to throw it back to you.
Anik, I think it's such a great tip. And you guys, you start by leading yourself, and then you will find others that want to follow what you're doing. And Anik gave you some great verbiage tips and some ways to do that. And you guys, the other big nugget that she gave you is building a team. You know, get that team, because as you help people get into qualification for district this month, and as the month gets close, I love, she said, don't let them in there. You know, show them, oh, you're so close, we can get you there. Because as you get people into qualification for district or the next level, A, that helps you earn the trip when they promote, and it also gives you volume next month in January, so it keeps your momentum going. Incredible tip. Thank you so much, Anik. You guys, don't forget to make someone's day.